This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In this part of the program, we go to Nigeria. That country's Senate has rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that would have allowed the president to hold on to power for at least one more term. Critics argued that the proposal would fuel regional ethnic and religious tensions in Africa's most populous nation. Nigeria is also the continent's top crude oil exporter. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from Lagos.
There was jubilation on the floor and in the public gallery, with much backslapping, dancing and shouts of delight after Nigerian senators voted resoundingly to reject the proposed constitutional amendment on a third presidential term. The surprise decision by lawmakers looked set to stop in its tracks a long and determined campaign to allow President Olusegun Obasanjo a possible four-year extension of his leadership. Nigerian constitutional lawyer Festus Okoye explains.
Well, in practical terms, constitutionally and procedurally, it means that the whole concept of third term for the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria has come to an end, because the entire senators, by unanimous voice vote, rejected the bill being further read. So if the thing did not pass through the second reading, it means that the bill is dead and is no longer in existence in the Senate.
The highly controversial and divisive third term issue has dominated Nigerian politics for the past year. The battle pitted President Obasanjo's supporters against those who said extending term limits would be bad for democracy. Among the fiercest third term critics was Obasanjo's own vice president, Atiku Abubakar. They argued that such a move could open the way for a return to corrupt dictatorship in Nigeria, a country that has lived under military rule for most of its 46 years since independence. President Obasanjo has been touted as a strong campaigner against endemic graft, but now his administration is facing such accusations. Nigeria's anti-corruption agency is investigating allegations denied by the government that opposition lawmakers, including Uche Onyagucha, were subjected to death threats, blackmail and bribery to support the third-term bid.
Legislators are being offered money. They are being offered plots of land. I have been offered. Somebody highly placed in government asked me to come and sign my endorsement for the support of a third-term project, and I will be adequately remunerated. I said flat no.
The Obasanjo third-term campaigners argue that allowing the Nigerian leader to run for another 4 years in office would give him the opportunity to cement wide-ranging liberal reforms the country needs. They said the defeat of the constitutional amendment bill in the Senate railroaded other fundamental proposals, including a rotating presidency between Nigeria's six regions and a change in how the country's oil profits were shared out. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.